Fire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. That voice note cracks me up all the time. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. It's the Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quatri. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube right away. We're streaming live on those two platforms. So let me know what you think about the security situation, especially the arrest of the St. Francis Catholic Church in Owo, in Ondo State. That happened, the announcement that was made yesterday by the CDS and, of course, the governor of Ondo State, Rotimi Akeredolu. Now, before we get to that conversation this morning, hunters! Ahoo! 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 Yeah. So, the hunters, are you ready? Let's hunt again. Let's hunt, let's hunt, let's hunt. Are you ready? Are you ready, hunters? Hunters! Ahoo! 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 If you're ready to go and hunt. So, this is what you're looking for. You're looking for the picture of the smallest planet in the solar system. You need to find this on the Nigeria Info mobile app. Once you find it, click on the picture. Something will pop up. Impute your details and then submit. Be the fastest to do this. Be the fastest, the quickest to do this. If you happen to be the fastest, then you will win 5,000 naira from us here on Nigeria Info's Morning Crossfire. But if you didn't get to win, you can always play again on the show What's Up Lagos, Sunnyside, and Hard Facts. Eh? Okay. All right. Best of luck to you, hunters. Okay. Now, let's get on with our conversation for today. Lagos, Nigeria, welcome. I am Sheriff Quadri. If you tried to call me earlier or you sent a message, you know, earlier and I couldn't take those messages, not to worry. We'll get to it in a moment. So, yesterday, the defense headquarters says it arrested the gunmen behind the attack on St. Francis Catholic Church, Owo, in Ondo State. Lucky Rabo is the Chief of Defense Staff, CDF, and he said on Tuesday, he made this note on Tuesday at a media briefing. He said, and I quote him now, the Owo incident, which was intended to bring men and women of the armed forces to present them in a form that shape that make it look as though if the nation is on the siege, we have arrested those behind the dastardly act in Owo. Now, take a listen to the CDS himself, and I'll be right back.
It was my intention to present them to the public, but of course, because of certain, you know, investigations were still carrying out, I had to, on the last count, change my mind, and that otherwise I would have brought them here for you to see them. And I'd like to say that in due course, you will see them. Not just those ones, but of course those who have been at the heart of very daring attacks, those who have endowed turned themselves to men of evil.
There you go. CDS Lucky Rabo speaking there. From my colleagues who were there, you know, they told me that he was quite a very intelligent, very smart gentleman, and that they even appealed to him to speak to the media more. I mean, yes, there are classified information, there are some information that you can share with the media, so at least you can reduce the number of fake news out there, especially when it comes to the operations of the military against terrorists in parts of the country. Now, also speaking to this effect is the governor of Ondo State himself, Rotimi Akeredolu. He spoke after the CDSM had spoken on the arrest of this St. Francis attack, the masterminds of the attack. Listen to the governor himself.
Five of them have been arrested now. And some of them were said to be the real ones that came. And the home where they lodged, you know, before the attack, the person who asked them has also been arrested. From Abuja, from here, to their cell in Kogi, Kineanko, to make this arrest.
Fantastic. So the story is that it was a joint operation. The military, the DSS and the police had a joint operation that extended into Kogi State. The ISWAP team, they had their cell there in Kogi State. It was from Kogi. They came into Owo to come and perpetrate their evil act in Owo at St. Francis Catholic Church. The home of the individual they stayed, they identified that individual. The landlord has been arrested. They are all cooling their heels in the military's custody right now. But let's also have you know that on the 7th of August, one Idris Ojo was apprehended at Ayetoro in Ondo State. Idris Ojo is one of the high-profile ISWAP members who escaped from Kuje prison. Could this have been a coincidence? I mean, the attack happened way before the Kuje prison break. But when he escaped from the Kuje prison, he went to Ondo State. Ayetoro C, by the way, is where he was apprehended. Idris Ojo, he's 37. And also alongside with him, another individual, Jimo Ibrahim, a 39-year-old criminal, was also arrested. Going back to Idris Ojo now, who is a member of ISWAP, we hear from news that he was planning deadly attacks, and he was at the stage of perfecting those plans alongside his terrorist gang when they were apprehended. On August 4, the military in the combined operation with the DSS arrested four terrorists at Okehi local government of Kogi State. These terrorists are named Abdul Malik Omeza. He is also known in their circle as Ibn Malik, Momo Abubakar, Aliyu Itopa, and Awal Onimisi. Omeza, the first guy that I mentioned that was arrested in Kogi, is one of the masterminds of the June 5 attack on St. Francis Catholic Church in Owo. He also led an attack on a police station in Adavi in Kogi State. That attack led to the death of one policeman. The attack led to the death of over 40 worshippers. It was quite a very gory, sad day in the history of the country. So that's the update of that story. You heard the CDS. He said I would have loved to parade them, but he had to change his mind because there were some other investigations that needed to be done. That's why he couldn't parade them. There are a lot of questions that Nigerians are asking. Does this boost your confidence in the operations of the military? Do you have confidence that these individuals arrested would be brought to book or brought to justice? Do you have reservations at all? Let's talk Lagos. 14 past the hour of 8. We've got the next 30, 35 minutes to have this conversation very quickly. If you called me earlier, please let's leave the phone lines and other channels for people who couldn't get through at 5 a.m. when we had this conversation, when we started this conversation. Okay, let's leave this the telephone lines to them. So if you're joining for the very first time, feel free. If you called but couldn't get through, feel free to call in 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190 for the ladies. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. Please check out our website, nigeriainfo.fm. You've got a chat room on there where you can also interact with other listeners and engage. Drop your comment and I will come take them, all right? And if you're calling me, please note you've got 60 seconds to share your thought. I'll be your timekeeper. Leave that to me. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Somaga.
Somaga, this is supposed to be a female line.
Thank you.
And I'm very sure that you are aware. Well, thanks for calling me. Let's take another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good
morning to you. Bad network. Very bad. Do try and call me back, okay? Good morning to you. That's gone as well. Let's jump on another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Kingsley.
Kingsley, welcome. Talk to me.
Yes, first that I want to acknowledge, I want to give the Nigerian army some kudos, but I need to ask two questions. Why is the military being the one doing the arrest? Secondly, I smell a rat. The kidnap was done in Kaduna. No swift action. Those ones are using telecommunication to communicate to the families of
their victims.
No, nothing. This one now, we're getting a quick action. Why do you want to? I don't understand the country. Do you want to get points? Do you want to calm the country down so that we know that there's nothing happening? Please, answers. I need answers.
Thank okay. You. All right. The first one I can answer. The second one I cannot answer. The first one is that when you talk of terrorism, that's the job of the military. It's terrorism, pure terror. So the military has the, what do you call it now? They take, what I don't know what to use. I don't know the military language for it. So they take charge when it comes to something like that. Let's use charge. Okay. So my guy, you can't call female line. You're calling a female line. So I can't speak to you. All right. Hang up now and call the male line, unless you're a female. Hello, good morning. Oh, you're gone. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Joy calling.
Talk to me.
The action they put and get all those people, I want them to put it in the north also, those efforts. And they should not delay the case at all.
Okay.
So that those people can be finished the way they finish those people. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Sherif Baba.
Good morning to you.
I salute you. Mm-hmm. My name is Uche. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Okay, Uche, talk to me.
Yeah. Now, Sherif, I listened to Okojime's analysis.
Yeah.
And I think he's spot on when he made the point that the army chief who said he intended parading the suspects but changed his mind. I agree with Uncle Jimmy. He didn't change any mind. He was instructed not to do so. Now, the question we should ask as citizens and even the media, why do we think that should happen? If a man is doing his job diligently and he has a protocol and then somebody from above tells him, don't do that.
But you're making your point now based on mere assumption. I mean, you don't have a proof to that effect that he was told not to.
Yeah, like
this is just mere assumption.
Uncle Jimmy said it.
Uncle Jimmy was not there.
He wasn't there, yeah. Sherif, but you and I know how things work in this country now.
I don't know how things work. I'm saying that, you know, if you have to
fine.
Know,
let's say it's an assumption. Mm-hmm. Let's even say it's an assumption. But in a right-thinking person, do we think that's the way to go? Why not parade this suspect so that even if tomorrow they are taken to court and we see them in court, we'll be able to say, okay, these are the same guys that were paraded. Now, if tomorrow they take them to court, how do we know they are the same people, going by the way things work in this part of the world?
Do you know parading suspect is even illegal to start with, professionally?
Says who?
Says the profession.
Which profession?
The media profession, of course. What
we're
do
not
you
talking
expect?
About media now. We're talking about justice.
When they parade them, who are they parading them to?
For the media to cover now.
Exactly.
And to look at the...
So I'm telling you that it's even wrong to do that in the first place. Uche, thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do appreciate where you're coming from. But I'm just trying to make some things very clear. The other person asked earlier about, you know, parading suspects and why they blur their faces and all of that. I had to explain that. So I'm even saying that blurring their faces is even not enough. That's the media trying to play safe. Media practitioners shouldn't even be going to where suspects have been paraded, because you are presuming these people you are pronouncing them guilty even before the court of law, you know, has pronounced them guilty. You're already doing the job for the court of law, which is totally legal, right? So it's not even appropriate. It's not a good thing. It's not professional, you know, either for the police or for the military or whoever, to parade anybody as a suspect. You don't parade. It's illegal to do that in the first place. I hope you understood what I just said. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherif.
Mr. Joe, thank you for staying on the line.
Thank you, Sherif. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, my name is Joe. I'm calling from Okoto. So, he asked us if you still have confidence and faith in the military. My answer to that question is that yes.
Okay.
If you look at it from ECOMOG to peacekeeping here and there,
ECOMOG.
To question the terror group here and there, Nigerian military has been doing it. I have confidence in them.
Okay.
Look at the issue of our attackers now. Mm. They've been arrested. But you know where my problem is now?
Tell me.
It's when the suspect will be handed over to the police for proper position in the court. That's where I think something could go wrong. Something could go wrong there.
Mm.
You see? Mm. So I still have confidence in them.
Yeah. Okay.
The problem is also that why they've not won the war against Boko Haram is that there are bad eggs in the military who are sabotaging the effort of
saboteurs.
The military. If those people could be fished out from the military,
right.
Nigerian army, they are good. We have results.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing
that perspective. Appreciate it. Let's go to social media. Let's bring them in on this conversation. Huh? Okay, here we go now. Cheta Chuku Okoli says, I commend the military for this success, but this is a country where we see faces of arrested Yahoo boys on daily basis, but arrested terrorists are hidden behind the camera. It is a shame. Cheta Chuku Okoli sent that in. Cheta, thank you. Kelvin, let's just stick with Kelvin. Kelvin, I see your message. Yeah. The media is not Nigeria's problem, really, honestly speaking. The media is trying their best, and I must be honest with you. I must be honest. Let me take this one here that says, Kingsley says, Sheriff, but they don't blur most faces of the ones paraded by EFCC. And he's wrong. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's wrong. It's not even all media houses that do these things that I just said now, right? It's completely wrong. If your face is shown on the TV by any media house, you can actually sue because it is wrong. It's completely wrong. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make it right. If others are doing it, it doesn't make it right because it's wrong. Do you know what I'm saying now? Okay. All right. Let's get a WhatsApp. Let me take WhatsApp. I think I need to head out to a break. Let's take this short break and tidy up a few things. Then I'll be right back. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3.
Stay one step ahead with the latest news and trending conversations here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, good morning to you. 8:31 is the time from my studio here. Alamide, do we have a winner yet for the treasure hunt? Do we have a winner yet? Okay. We don't have a winner yet. They are working on the first pressing. So as soon as we get the winner, I will announce the winner of the treasure hunt. Let's move back to our conversation on the attackers' arrest. Well, some of them, not all of them, some of them. Let me start taking some messages right now as regards that on WhatsApp. Let's see who is here. Sylvanus from Command. Says now the highest punishment that can ever be meted out to these criminals is the death sentence. If they're sentenced to death by the courts in the land, who will sign the death warrant for them to pay the price of thoughtlessness, since our governors no longer want to sign death warrants but only after the cash warrants? Okay, Sylvanus is worried about that. All right, Okenwa is in Ikpaja as well, and Okenwa says the police spokesman, was talking about was that's not for this conversation. Let's take another one here that says that Kenneth from Shasha says it's not as if we do not know that parading suspects before they are pronounced guilty by the court of law is wrong. Our concern is that we have had instances where arrested criminals in the past are set free by security agencies and they come back to continue hunting and killing. As for our military, I have absolute confidence in them. It's just that the military is infiltrated by bad eggs, and that's why they are finding it difficult to flush out the criminals. Kenneth, thanks for sharing. Let's take this one here that says, Sheriff, on parading terrorists, it seems you have never heard of wanted posters. The media helps terrorists remain anonymous with this no-show attitude, but Yahoo are displayed. The FBI even released documentary on Hush Puppy, Harry from Yaba. Harry, so how do I put this to you so you'd understand? How do I put this to you so that you understand? I don't know how to further break this down to you. So let me start from the EFCC stuff that you mentioned. I am looking at one EFCC post directly from EFCC tweet this morning, right now. And the suspect that they arrested in Ibadan, they were all backing the camera. It's because you don't have to hide the identity of known terrorists. That is why when you see their videos, some of them cover their faces. You see those that cover their faces, you don't know them. So even if they get arrested tomorrow in one village or something, it's wrong to display them, because you're not even sure until investigation. But those ones that expose their faces in those videos, those ones, they know there's no need to protect their identity, because they themselves have let themselves known. The same thing with Osama that you mentioned. There's no need to protect Osama bin Laden's face. Of course, there's no need for that. Everybody knows Osama. Everybody knows Shekau before. Everybody knew him before he died. And the rest of terrorists that everybody knows, you can't protect those ones. We're talking about suspects. Those that have not been confirmed that they're actual terrorists. You don't show those people's faces. The same thing goes for armed robbery. The same thing goes for fraudsters and the rest. If you are still a suspect, you remain a suspect until court pronounces you that you are a criminal. That's just the way it is. You may not like it, but that's the way it is. Okay. I think it's just a mere distraction. I mean, why are we even talking about it? Let's move on. Okay, I think I've answered Obed's question. Obed is blaming the media for saying that they cannot show the faces of... you can believe what you want to believe. Monday from Yano Paja says, their attackers didn't arrest their victims. Okay, I don't understand that part. So I'm just going to drop the message and move on very quickly. Kofi Samuel from First Access, kudos to Nigerian Army for arresting their attackers. Let me go back to this message. Monday says, the attackers didn't arrest their victims. Why arresting them? It's their dead bodies we ought to be seeing after a public execution once they have confessed the crime. Not this cheap popularity of arresting them. Okay. I get where you're going, but it's not done that way. 8:36. Let's head back to the telephone and hear more thoughts, huh? I see. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, Chukwuru, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. I really am this morning. You've done enough explanation. Keep it up, my brother. For the Irabo, I wish they give him the head this fight against insurgency. Like some of the callers said, you have some of the uniform guys who are giving soft landing to this bad set of people. Like that captain during the Wadimeke. No problem. I said it. The soldiers, they can do it. I always say it. The president should give them the free hand to fight these guys for us. They can do it. Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling me. I appreciate it. It's 8:37. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello?
Talk to me, please. Good morning.
Is that Nigeria Info?
Yes, it is.
Nigeria Info?
Yes, it is.
Hello?
They try and call me back. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Friday for
me. Welcome,
Friday. I want to ask a question, Sherry. Just two questions. Will any lawyer still come out to defend these people? Hello, Sherry.
I'm with you. I'm
then
with
the
you.
Second one is this. Since that our governor, they are scared of signing their death sentence, can we try these people in Abuja? Maybe try them in Abuja. The president now has the power to sign it. Because in Abuja, there is no government minister. Mm. If they are trying in Abuja, is president liable to sign their death sentence?
All right.
That's my question, Sherry.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Please turn off your radio and call me back, okay? Good morning to you. Good morning. Are you here? You're not here. I can't hear you. I'm sorry. You're here, but I can't hear you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hello?
I can't hear you. You're very low. Hi. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Mr. Ayo calling.
Mr. Ayo, welcome.
Yeah. Sir, the truth remains. The military has been infiltrated by saboteurs. That's just the truth.
Okay.
But what we know about the military is, why they are in this type of situation, they are busy watching, pretending at times, watching those saboteurs. And what you are seeing is the action they have been, they are known to do. They know them, and they are going to fish them out. For issue of not, say, stopping the chief of defense staff from parading them, yes, somebody is the commander-in-chief. So he can decide to say, don't parade them. That's just the truth. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for calling me. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Morning to you.
My name is Chinua Nyangwa.
Welcome.
So what I'm saying, based on the analysis that you give to us and the explanation, so since they are still a suspect, they are not yet a label, a culprit. Why are they telling us that they've arrested them? So it means that it's still a moving story. I don't know whether they want to calm us down, that they are working or not. They are not the label as a culprit. So we're just confused about the whole thing. And the secondly, why is it that only when it happened in Southwest and Southeast that we hear that they have been arrested? What about what is happening now? We're not hearing anything from there. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I mean, only just yesterday I gave you a headline about airstrikes that claimed about 30 terrorists. So sometimes maybe some of us listening to news at the wrong time when military activities are being told to the public, or we just hear what we want to hear. As for the arrest, yes, they can tell you that arrests have been made. They can tell you that investigations are still ongoing. Those things are legal, well legal and appropriate, as a matter of fact. There's nothing wrong with that. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chief Anja. You're on the line.
You're welcome, sir. Let's talk.
Those arrested, I don't believe it's military. Okay. In fact, before now, Amoteko Ndundu, the commander said they've arrested, even the governor said that. And at that time, even the police in Ndundu disagreed. So there was a mix-up. And perhaps they had to take it up by the military. Whatever it is, thank God they've been arrested.
Okay.
We will see their face or faces very soon.
Right.
And they should not come to sanctuary. They remain if they are not. If they would like to be clean themselves, we are peaceful in the sanctuaries. Good morning.
Chief, thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you. Honestly, I can't. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. We lost that as well. Let's take another before we go back to social media. Good morning to you. Please turn off your... Oh, my goodness. God. All right, you have to go. Please don't blow up my eardrums. Gosh. Good morning to you.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
I can hear you. Good morning.
All right. Yeah, CJ, for the issue of the news, I think it's a good development. It's not a bad one. But for the alleged terrorists, I think the military, the army, they have done very well. But I want to plead with them not to just to put them in cell or in prison, but they should be charged to court, just as you said in the morning, to a competent court of jurisdiction. And the judge should also hasten their trial. This could, once they get their facts, it should not take up to a week or 2 weeks. And if they are found guilty, they should, of course, made to face the consequences. And what is also happening in Imo State, this issue of unknown government, they should also take this decisive step they are taking so that they can, of course, curtail what is happening in Imo State.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you for calling me. So let me quickly address this again. I see that the error I made earlier, quite a number of people are making the same error, and that's because of the information that got out from the authorities. I think they shouldn't have inserted Idris Ojo, his arrest, in the same statement. So it's causing a lot of confusion. For those giving me, trying to correct me again for correcting. Some people are trying to correct me again that Idris Ojo was part of, you know, those that attacked, part of those that attacked the church. Let me re-correct you again that no, he wasn't part of it. He was just an escapee from the Kuje prison attack who happened to have gone to Ondo State. So he was arrested in Ondo State on August 7. He wasn't part of the ISWAP. Oh, yes, he is an ISWAP member, a top-ranking ISWAP member, but he wasn't part of those that attacked the church, because at that time when the attack happened, he was still in the prison. He was still in Kuje prison then, so he wasn't part of it. So this is what is causing the confusion, right? I made the mistake myself, and I can jolly well understand why a lot of people are making the mistake, because his name is included in the entire statement of the arrest made so far, but he wasn't part of the attack on the church, right? I hope everybody can get that clearly now. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you. Please turn off your radio quickly.
Mr. Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Prior to commencing this second phase of your program,
yes,
you cautioned that those who called earlier should rest.
Yes.
And allow
yes,
fresh
I did.
Colors to come. You have not been keeping to read.
What did I
the
do?
The way and manner you're anchoring this program
what did I do?
A lot of disaffection.
What did I do?
Those people who called earlier, I woke up as early as 4 o'clock. I've been calling that station, it's been ringing, you're not taking the calls.
Who,
and people who spoke then have
who
been
are the,
calling back
who are the
and
people? Who are the people? Give
I mean,
me, give me,
women,
give me names now. Who are the people? Ah, he has gone. If you're talking about Chris couldn't get through. If you're talking about Uche couldn't speak because it was bad network. So I don't know who you're referring to. And calm down. I know that everybody want to get on the show. I mean, you had the opportunity to talk now, you did not say anything. You just... angry. Anger is not good though. This life is very short. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Please, try to balance this call.
Okay.
If you pick from a female caller, pick from a male caller. Let it be 50-50.
I'm picking both. Hey, wahala. The first one was I was picking the regular caller. Second one is female male. I'm picking both. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Please turn off the radio. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Sharif.
Yes, good ma'am. Morning. Good morning to you.
I'm Mama Chief from Ikorodu.
You're welcome.
Please, I want to know whether that Ojo that break out from Kuje prison, is he not the one that housed the bandit that came from?
No. It's not the one that housed them. He's not the one. Mama Chi, okay. are you listening? He's not the one.
Mama Chi, yes, you are doing a good job. That let me help us to advise the federal government that they should not be keeping all these bandits for long. Look at that Ojo. He came out. He started planning another one. If they have eliminated him, he wouldn't have been planning for other things.
Mama Chi, thank you. Thank you for calling me. I mean, I agree with you that... we need to have some kind of special law, some kind of special process to expedite, you know, cases involving terrorists. We can't keep them forever. A very good example is what happened at Kuje and what has happened to other correctional facilities across the country. I mean, we can't continue to keep them forever. It doesn't make any sense, actually. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Sheriff, I'm Robert.
Yes, sir. Morning to you.
Didn't
you call earlier?
No.
Okay.
Since 5 o'clock.
Hey.
Can't I talk again?
Sorry. Oh, you called at 5?
5. I did not call you, Mr. Paris.
No. It's the same thing we're talking about, so you can't talk again. Chief Robert!
These people convince you.
Thank you for calling me. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sharif. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thanks. This is Alex. You see, if I would have been happy to... let me say, if they have released this people's name, then to a large extent, it means they have confirmed for real that these people were the ones that raided that church and literally killed all of those people. Personally, I would like us to go the way of the U.S., where you would have eliminated these people months before. Before even releasing their names and telling us. You know why?
Why?
It may sound... Yeah, because I was telling Sandra on one of her shows that there's always a value to every captured somebody like... And, yeah, before you know it, these terrorists will want to come and negotiate for them again. That's it. Before you know it, they'll come and negotiate for them again. So the best thing, and that's why the U.S. does what it does. Do you think that they would not have negotiated for Osama bin Laden? It's best to eliminate them. Then next month or 2 months' time, they tell us that this is what happened. And then everybody moves on. That's my own opinion.
All right, Alex. Well said. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sheriff. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Yeah, my name is Gabriel.
Welcome, Gabriel. Talk to me.
Yeah. I see our military, I think they are up to, they have what it takes to battle this insurgency. It's only that because they are fighting two strong battles. We saw what they did when they went outside for that peacekeeping operation.
Yeah.
They did very well.
Yeah.
But now they are fighting both bandits and they are fighting bandits within. And but those bandits the ones within are those are compromised. So that is the battle they have. The weapons they have is enough. That's the bandits.
All right.
If you want within, we always support the effort.
Thank you for calling me. Please don't speak to me from a hollow place. It'll be very difficult. I was training to hear you. But I do get what you're saying, that our military are capable and they are more than capable if given, you know, the right environment to operate. And I completely agree with you. Good morning to you. Okay, let's hang up and take another. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, no. I want to talk to you, but I can't. It's quite noisy there. I guess you're on the road. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Oga Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, and I just want to go straight to the point.
Yes, please.
As regards this issue, I don't understand why Nigerians are very gullible. No offense. Because these are the same people, or this is the same military who denied the Lekki shooting. They said it didn't happen. Now we're asking them, show us the people that you said are the culprits or the people that went to terrorize the church. Until today, they're telling a story. Why are they finding it hard to show us? If they can show us, okay, let's say for example, Yahoo guy that's caught, they will show us.
Yeah.
So why is it difficult for them to show us this one? This is the same government that is very, in fact, let me just say they are lovers of, in fact, how can they be pampering terrorists? And yet, when it comes to civilians, other people, they will treat them like trash. Show us the people, we want to see them. There's no long story, that's just it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too for calling me. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Morning, Mr. Kerry. How are you doing now?
Doing okay. I'm good.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, I think the ministry, they are doing well, but we just need the support of the president.
Okay.
Presidents have to give them a free hand to operate. But there's a lot is happening in the military, Mr. Terry. So we just need the president's support. That's what I need to fight all this.
This is an infomercial. Hello, Lagos. How are you doing? Please, I need you to hear me out on this one, because they say she who asks questions cannot lose her way. So please, answer these questions for me.
The judges are ready. The judges have decided. The debaters are ready. The panel of judges are ready. The judges have decided. The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
And enjoy no fees and local transfers. That's right, no fees. 2% discount on airtime and 5% cash back when you shop with your Chipper Naira or dollar card. Are you still waiting? You have to be fast, though.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
All right, we're going to head out now. Let's take this short break. But before we go on that short break, let me, in case we don't make it back on time, the winner of the treasure hunt is Ihimi Godwin. Ihimi Godwin, congratulations to you. You won 5,000 Naira under Crossfire. We're going to take a break now. When we return, I will be signing out. Stay here, please.
We need professional pictures of the birthday girl.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.